I too would like to mention Catholic Schools Week and remember the effort that all the students put through to appreciate their Catholic education. And we should also thank the parents who make the sacrifices to make that possible. Many of us, over the years, have been told that a good friend or a loved one, through sickness or an accident, are terminal. They won't get better, and they will soon be enjoying their eternal rest. It could even be some of our situations right now. There is absolutely nothing we can do about it except to pray. We pray that our friend or loved one will have a peaceful passing and be welcomed into the loving arms of our Lord. Jesus had just heard that John the Baptist had been arrested. He knew that John's situation was terminal. Even though he was the Son of God, he could not or would not do anything to help John the Baptist. Jesus was also human, so he shared the same sorrow and grief that we experience with the knowledge that we are about to lose a loved one. Jesus had a mission, and he must go on. As cold as it seems, we must go on also to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. His ministry was just beginning. He decided to leave town, not out of fear, but because he had to tell the people that the kingdom of heaven was at hand. Jesus could have gone to Jerusalem, where many of the prophets of the day had congregated, but he went to Capernaum, the Galilee of the Gentiles, so that Isaiah the prophet's words could be fulfilled. Zebulun and Naphtali were two tribes that had been enslaved and freed and returned to Capernaum, a land of darkness, overshadowed by death, that would soon see the great light, the light of Christ. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," he started picking his apostles. He chose fishermen because they were a prosperous trade in that area, and the men were well respected in the towns that they were from. They were also uneducated. Jesus wanted the leaders that he chose for his church to be able to talk to and accept everyone and not just the scholars. It is important that everyone that hears the word of God and walks in his footsteps will experience the resurrection on the last day. This is the example that we need to follow as we continue on our mission. Instead of concentrating on the educated and the well-to-do, we should look after the Gentiles of our times, the sick, the lonely, the poor and the homeless, the people that we know that have no one else to turn to. These are the people that would appreciate seeing the light of Christ radiating from us. There was a little old cleaning lady that went to the local church. When the invitation was given at the end of the service, she went forward wanting to become a member. The pastor listened as she told him how she had accepted Jesus and wanted to be baptized and to become a member of that church. The pastor thought to himself, "Oh my, she is so unkempt, even smells a little, and her fingernails are not clean. She picks up garbage and cleans toilets. What would the members think of her?" He told her that she needed to go home and pray about it and then decide. The following week, there she came again. She told the pastor that she had prayed about it and still wanted to be baptized. "I have passed this church for so long. It is so beautiful, and I truly want to become a member." Again, the pastor told her to go home and pray some more. A few weeks later, while eating out in a restaurant, the pastor saw the little old lady. He didn't want her to think he was ignoring her, so he approached her, and he said, "I have not seen you for a while. Is everything all right?" "Oh, yes," she said. "I talked with Jesus, and he told me not to worry about becoming a member of your church." "He did," said the pastor. "Oh, yes," she replied. "He said even he hasn't been able to get into your church yet, and he's been trying for years." Both Jesus' preaching and miracles are signs that he has established in the kingdom of God, signs of divine grace and mercy that through Christ are offered to everyone, not just a few. He is the light of the world, a bright light that will lead us to salvation. We receive that light, the light of Christ at our baptism. When we receive that sacrament, we are presented with a lit candle, a candle that will guide us through our spiritual life with the help of our parents, teachers, family, and priests. With the gift of faith that we received at our baptism comes the obligation to grow that faith by walking in the footsteps of Jesus by our service to others. All that Jesus did for us, that seems to be the least we can do for him. Our baptism candle was lit from the Easter candle, a candle that was lit for the first time at Easter as another sign of the light of Christ and as a reminder of his resurrection that we all hope to experience. Our mission, our ministry, is to pass the light on to all that we meet. That light must radiate from our hearts, not be worn on our sleeves. People should be able to see that we are one of Christ's disciples by the way that we act, not just by what we say. This gospel tells us that the apostles gave us a comfortable life when Jesus said, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they did. They agreed to take the light of Christ to preach the kingdom of God is at hand to all that they met. If Jesus walked down these aisles right now, even with all that we know about him, would we give up everything that we have now and follow him? In a roundabout way, we've already done that with our baptism. Come, follow me. Pass the light of Christ to all that you meet. If our faith is a little laxed, if the light of Christ that shines from our heart is not as bright as it could be, let's work at changing that today. Be warm and friendly. Help your brothers and sisters in Christ that are in need. Visit the sick and the lonely. Let people know that you are truly a Christian without having to say it. The Eucharist is the first place to turn to get that strength to grow our faith. Today, when we receive the body of Christ, the true presence of Jesus, let us use the grace that we receive as kindling to build our faith, to increase the flame in our hearts, so that all we meet can see the light of Christ radiating from us. From your generosity, we have received the beginning of this day. Grant us also the beginning of a new life. God bless you.